Brothers and sisters, in the last session, John mentioned the importance of wisdom and understanding by repeating the question, where can man find wisdom and where is understanding? While going through trials, Job realized that wisdom cannot be found from anyone, anywhere in the world, but only from God. Job also figured that because riches, honor, and power are all contained in wisdom, wisdom is even more valuable than gold, silver, and treasures. But the intent behind Job affirming that God is the beginning of wisdom and understanding was to emphasize how just he was, not to glorify God. Job said, like, even though I'm righteous, God drew me into suffering with no apparent reason. In saying so, Job again used a tactic to depict God as a bad one. If any of you are listening to this lecture for the first time, please don't understand Job as a wicked one. If you reflect on Job's past life, you can find that he led such a righteous life in terms of deeds. He could be called a righteous one among those who didn't receive the Holy Spirit. But to discover the evil in his nature, root it out, and come into spirit, Job needed to go through trials. That's why God allowed him trials out of love. As Job found himself in trials that went beyond his limits, he displayed a kind of evil that he'd never imagined he had. Involving all his wisdom, he insisted on him being right, despised and criticized his friends, and ended up resenting God. But when God finally presented himself to Job and gave him an awakening, Job thoroughly repented, removed the evil in his nature, and came into spirit. By showing all the details of how Job went through trials and came into spirit, God wanted us to discover ourselves and come forth as fruits of change. I pray in the name of the Lord that you'll be able to discover evil attributes in your heart in light of these lectures on Job and become perfect fruits of sanctification. But you, as you compare yourself to Job, you have to know this standard. You know, Job was a person before the era of the Holy Spirit. You try to live a righteous life, but when you face troubles, you also discover evils. But as you see yourself, find yourself with evil, you may think that you're also like Job. But when you compare yourself to Job, you may think... But even though you reveal the same kind of evil like Job, you shouldn't think that you are same as Job. You know, Job is better than you because Job was the man of from the Old Testament time. You shouldn't think that Job had the same kind of measure of faith like you. So you should apply a different standards and have an awakening. Reading the book of Job, we often see Job explaining his opinions by asking himself a question and then giving himself an answer. Today's passage was also a reply to the question which he asked himself in the last session. Where then does wisdom come from? And where is the place of understanding? Job chapter 28 verse 21 reads, "Thus it is hidden from the eyes of all living and concealed from the birds of the sky." Job remarked that wisdom and understanding were hidden from all the living things, which means that even from man, the Lord of creation, as well as animals and plants, wisdom and understanding couldn't be found. Pontius Pilate, who directly interrogated Jesus, had a great power as a governor in Judea. People could have thought, oh, he's better than me because he has power and he has a man of understanding. But since he had no true wisdom, Pilate had no true wisdom, so he ended up handing down crucifixion to Jesus, who was sinless. Pilate had reports about Jesus' ministry. He received many reports about his ministry. Why? Pilate was the governor assigned to the land of Judah. So in the when there was a commotion, when there was some kind of some problem in that region, everything was reported to Pilate. So Pilate received reports about Jesus as well. So because Jesus was such a figure in that region, it was because the Jewish leaders, the law teachers of the laws, and the Pharisees were, and there were some rumors about him being heard. So Pilate must have told his people to investigate that situation. So he must have heard many things about Jesus. He must have heard that Jesus not only preached well, but there were works that were manifested that couldn't be done by man. Pilate could have heard this, must have heard this. The healings and signs and wonders being manifested. He heard about that and knew about Jesus. That's why he knew so well that Jesus was sinless. But the Jewish people, they, according to the, but because Jesus was, because the Jewish leaders were jealous and envious of Jesus, simply put, because of their religious reasons, they tried to capture and kill Jesus. Pilate wasn't well aware of that situation, but even though he knew that Jesus was sinless, also, Pilate also declared that he was sinless, and the Jewish people shouted and to silence them, Pilate handed him over to the Jews to be crucified. Is that wisdom? Is that understanding? With a physical sense, he calmed down the angry people, but it was actually a curse upon him. Because he didn't know about tomorrow, he involved flesh wisdom. With flesh wisdom, he sought the benefits at hand. In Jesus' time, even the high priests and priests who were knowledgeable about the law and taught it failed to recognize their Savior who came right before their eyes. Rather, they had him crucified. Even though they had eyes and ears, they could neither see nor hear. Since they didn't have their spiritual eyes and ears opened, they couldn't receive wisdom and understanding from God. It's the same today. No matter how much biblical knowledge we have, it's no use if we can't understand a word from our heart. We are to open our spiritual eyes for the words, figure out their spiritual meanings, act accordingly, and communicate with God. Only then will the words give us strength. If we know the truth only with our head, without any awakening or accompanying deeds, our heart can become haughty and we may develop spiritual arrogance. But we are to know that Job had another intention in making that remark. In saying that the wisdom is hidden from the eyes of all the living and concealed from the birds of the sky, Job described the authority of God. Namely, Job meant that God draws lines in everything and determines things in advance. Wisdom being hidden from the eyes of all living means that God didn't permit all living things to have wisdom to know about the spiritual realm. The same goes for wisdom being concealed from the birds of the sky. Birds have keen eyesight by which they can detect even tiny things creeping on the ground while hovering high up in the air. But they have no idea about God or the spiritual realm. This is because God set limits to all living things. Job was speaking of God's authority, sovereignty. Ultimately, Job used such a metaphor with an intention to explain God's providence, which was predetermined. Job said the same in the following verse, 28-22, abandon Abaddon and death say? With our ears, we have heard a report of it. In mentioning Abaddon and death, Job figuratively spoke of his situation where he'd lost all his wealth and his children, wife, health, and even friends, even though he hadn't lost his life. He was still breathing, but he'd lost everything except his life. For he was no different than having been destroyed. He used such expressions. Here, Job is revealing his intent gradually. Job meant that just as God set limits to all living things in advance, God himself predestined him for Abaddon and death, so he was helpless. Job also said, Job had not died yet, but he talked about death and Abaddon and said that death and Abaddon was right before his eyes, and Job said that God is the God of predestination, and He predestined His troubles, and He destined in advance to drive Him into all the troubles. Job also said, with our ears we have heard a report of it. Job meant that he'd already heard about God's love and His works, and known about His wisdom and power. Even though he diligently gave burnt offerings to God and led a righteous life, it was of no help to him at all because he was predestined for Abaddon. Also, because God had already destined him to be messed up, he was helplessly going his way, said Job. Complain against God about that. Whatever you choose, whatever trouble you may face, you shouldn't think like, why isn't God protecting me? Why isn't God prevent this? God is not loving me. You should not think that way. Because you made a choice and brought the trouble upon yourself. That is by your choice. Even though God wants to protect you, but because there are laws and principles of the spiritual realm, but because you didn't live in light and the truth, you brought all the troubles upon yourself. What should we do with the troubles? We have to humble yourself and repent for your wrongdoings and turn away. Then you can see His mercy. But otherwise, if you keep complaining about God like Job did, you can never break away from your trials and tribulations. But why was Job saying that? He was talking about his merits. He merits of him doing well in the past. He knew that he was the beginner of wisdom. He recognized God and he did good. He was doing well before God. But the result was he was going through troubles as God predestined. So that's why God was a bad one. This was what Job was claiming. In the following verse as well, Job misunderstood God. In the following verse as well, Job misunderstood that God predestined everything. Chapter 28, verse 23 reads, God understands this way and He knows His place. This means that as the master of all things, God arbitrarily destined all things in advance, so only He knew the way of wisdom. Job said the same in chapter 28, verse 24, for He looks to the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. What John meant to say was, because God searches even the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens, He predestines everything as He pleases. Here, Job was claiming that God uses His sovereignty in domestic ways, dogmatic ways. He was judging God with tremendous misunderstanding. The same goes for people who advocate the theory of predestination. The theory of predestination argues that the salvation of each person is not determined by his or her deeds or efforts, but it is predetermined by God. The theory claims that God already predestined all things about the history of mankind and man's life and death and blessings and curse. For this reason, whether one will be saved or not has already been determined. In contrast, the theory of predestination by foreknowledge claims that because God foreknows all things, namely, knows all things in advance, He has arranged everything according to His foreknowledge. Let's say God just predestines everything according to His will and does things accordingly, then He would have no reason to give man free will. But because God foreknows what man would do according to their free will, He arranges things in advance according to that foreknowledge. God knew in advance that man would fall and be in need of a Savior, so He planned for the salvation of mankind through Jesus Christ before time began. He also knew what kind of people there would have to be in each generation. He set apart such figures as Moses and Apostle Paul and used them. Otherwise, if God just arbitrarily predestined all things, man could never break out of their already determined destiny, no matter how hard they try, no matter how earnestly they want. Since they would believe that their outcome has already been determined, how could they possibly have any desire in life? Let's say God has already destined your future, like he or she will fail on April 21st. Then there'd be no need for you to have any dream, vision, or goal. As you encounter some test or tribulation, you think, this is according to God's predestination. So you wouldn't feel the need to overcome your troubles. Moreover, there'd be no need for you to lead a diligent Christian life. The reason is, those who have been destined for salvation would be saved no matter what, since they commit. So even if you just live as you please after accepting Jesus Christ and receiving the Holy Spirit, it wouldn't matter. But it's not that God has already chosen ones who will be saved. God has allowed whoever comes into the boundary of salvation to receive salvation. So to speak, God just set the boundary of, He designated who will be saved, who will not be saved. He just set the boundary of salvation. He set the boundary of salvation. It's not that He designated some people who will be saved and others who will be not saved. So, God ruled in advance that whoever comes into the boundary can be saved. It's not that He destined some people to be saved and others to face destruction. You have to keep strongly in mind this fact. Thus, even though you receive the forgiveness of sins and come into the boundary of salvation, if you commit sins leading to death again and refuse to turn back, you cannot be saved according to the laws of the spiritual realm. The wages of sin is death. That person will be, if God decides, he will be saved no matter what sins they commit. This is not true. God does not designate people who be saved or those who will not. But God just set the boundary of salvation. He taught us what will deprive us of salvation, what will give us salvation. He knows everything in advance. So He sent us the Jesus Christ and sent us the Holy Spirit. He is helping us that way. The choice is up to us. That's why we find in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19, do not quench the Spirit. And in Revelation chapter 3, verse 5, he who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase into and I will not erase his name from the book of life. And I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. This verse means that even though you receive the Holy Spirit and salvation, if you fall back into sins, you would have your names blotted out or removed from the book of life. Some people say, once we receive the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will never leave us and we will be saved no matter what. God tells us that we should not quench the Spirit. It implies that the Spirit can leave us. But the Bible also tells us that when the Holy Spirit leaves us, also the Bible tells us that our names could be blotted out of the book of life, which means our names could be erased from the book. We can find that this is true from the Old Testament as well. How did Moses intercede for the Israelites when they committed sins? He asked for God's forgiveness at the risk of his life, saying that if God wouldn't forgive his people, he would have his name erased from the book which God had written, namely the book of life. This indicates that our names can be erased from the book of life. God never abandons his children. God never abandons his children first on his part. But if man forsake him and violate his commands, they have nothing to do with God. Time and again, God gives them a chance to turn back and opens the way of salvation for them. But if they don't return to him to the end, they end up not being saved. Brothers and sisters, we are to know that God has given us free will on our account. If we had no free will and merely lived as programmed in advance, we'd be no different than robots. We can accept Jesus Christ out of our free will and become God's children. But angels who only obey God like robots can never become His children. Because men have free will, they can seek and meet God. It's not that whether one ends up in salvation or death is determined already. Depending on how he uses the free will, he can either walk the path to everlasting heaven or go down the way to eternal death. Whether we are blessed or not also depends on our free will. God, who is love itself, wants everyone to receive answers and blessings, but He answers or blesses us only according to the laws He set within the justice. For example, because there is His justice, we reap according to what we've sown, and God repays us according to our deeds. This is the law He has set. This is the justice He has set. And depending on what we do according to the justice, we can receive blessings or not. This is solely up to our choice. Your faith, your march towards heaven. The same goes for your faith and your march towards heaven. It's all, we can find the answers from the measure of faith. It's not that God doesn't destine according to your own choice. You have your own measure of faith. Now, depending on how much you fight against sin to the point of shedding blood, if you're fighting against sins, you can running towards the Spirit and Holy Spirit, but you can also stop and you can backslide in faith and then you slide down to the... It's not decided by God. You make your own choice. So you don't have to be envious or jealous of anything. You just... God's rules and principles stay the same. If we just love God, we are loved by Him. But some people say they love God, but they don't demonstrate this. So that's why they fail to be loved by God. But God does not apply His rules, discriminating against people in applying His rules. So we are very... When you face tests and tribulations, whether you... So, if you love God and you can break away from your tests and tribulations, His justice, His principles stay the same. That's why we are very thankful for God. God set the rules in receiving blessings and curses, and He gave us free will to choose on our own. This is His love for us. God created man, gave him free will, and rules the world. He did and has done all these things with love for us and according to His predestination by foreknowledge. God does everything according to His predestination by foreknowledge. And we are to know that He is not being dogmatic, but that He's done so on account of us and His glory. From the Bible, we find how much God respects our free will. God Himself appointed a prophet Samuel for the Israelites.
사무엘상 3장 19절에 사무엘이
As we read in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 19, Thus Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fail. The prophet was fully guaranteed by God. God even mentioned that what the people did against Samuel was what they did to God, which means Samuel was a person appointed to represent God. Throughout his life, Samuel guided the Israelites according to God's will, but the people were not satisfied with the prophet alone, but demanded that a king be appointed for them. They expressed their desire to reject God's reign and to be ruled by man. Because God loved His people, He notified them in detail of what troubles would face them if a king was set up among them. Even still, the people wanted to have a king to the end, so God appointed Saul to be the king. Since this wasn't God's will, after Saul became the king, the country went through many troubles and the people also had to live amidst sufferings. Even though God foreknew all this, because He didn't want to guide the people in forcible ways, He allowed them to be governed by kings as they wished. We are to keep in mind that our salvation and blessings are decided by our own free will. Sometimes you may find yourself in trials and tribulations, and you may wonder, why isn't God protecting me from those of troubles? Some people complain, God could have prevented me from meeting him or her so that I would not meet that disaster. It would have been so good. But if God didn't give us free will, some people who committed sin say that why God is putting me in such trouble and suffering, and they committed sins that leading to death. What they have to do is repent and turn back, but they still make friends with the world and commit works of flesh leading to death. But they don't cut off such things, and they complain about God. God is love, so He gives us true joy. He wants to give us true joy. That's why He made heaven. So even though God prepares such a blessed path, people just live as they please, and they just head towards hell. God must be so heartbroken. And God also sent us our Lord and the Holy Spirit, so that, as I told you in the Sunday morning service, it would be so good to we. Through the measure of faith, God gave us many experiences and grace. Once we cut off the worldly things, God gives us grace so that we can. But everything was the God's grace, and everything was in the speech of the shepherd. But ultimately, we have to circumcise the heart. Ultimately, we have to cut off the untruth from our heart. So there are many people who say that. There are many people who used to say, until when we have to fight against sins? Until when we have to pray? Until when we have to discipline ourselves? So there are people who used to ask such questions, but this means that they were doing things grudgingly, and they were just forcing themselves to do things in the Christian life because they didn't know the true reason why they have to cut off the. That's why they feel burdened. But if they put themselves to death, so Father God has given you the free will, and you can, through this gospel, God is allowing you to go this blessed path. But whether you would put yourself to death and walk the way of sanctification, whether you would come into spirit or Holy Spirit, it was not decided by God, but it's only up to your own choice. So we have to advance. We have to take it by force. Heaven suffers violence. Why should we be slow to march? Why should we? But according to your choice, the result is decided. This is all contained in the theory of predestination by foreknowledge. In the following verses, Job continued to explain God's predestination. As we read in chapter 28, verses 25 through 26, when he imparted weight to the wind and meted out the waters by measure, when he set a limit for the rain and a course for the thunderbolt. Job remarked that the strength of a wind and amount of water are decided by God's predestination. He asserted that even the coming of rain, clashes of thunder, and flashes of lightning are within God's predestination. John meant to say that as everything happened according to God's predestination, he was going through sufferings as destined by God, even though he was a righteous person without a fault. This was the point of his remarks. Reflecting on Job's words, he said in chapter 28, at first, he seemed to praise God's power and give glory to the one who is the beginning of wisdom and understanding, but actually, he wanted to say the following, God does things arbitrarily according to his predestination. God is a bad one who causes misery even to a righteous person who's done a lot of good like me. But this was Job's misunderstanding and judgment. God is good and love itself. Because he dearly loves us, he's given us only good things. God predestinating all things by his foreknowledge is also on our account. Brothers and sisters, since God the Creator knows what we human beings need, he created a most appropriate environment for us to live in. God let everything in the universe to exist in order and harmony and set their weights and measures to create the best environment for man. Job said it, God set the amount of water and the strength of wind for us, human beings. Thunder and lightning are natural phenomena generated by rain clouds. This is according to God's providence and the laws of nature. They also occur to notify us of upcoming rain. According to the laws of nature established by God, day turns to night and there are four different seasons. The earth rotates itself while revolving around the sun, and there are high and low tides and movements of wind and clouds. All things operate in an orderly manner. The seawater evaporates to form clouds up in the air, and clouds travel here and there to send down rain. This hydrological cycle causes all living things to be provided with water and maintain their life. To give benefit to all living things, including man, God has water fall down in different forms. Therefore, we find in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 14, He will give the rain for your land in a season, the early and late rain, that you may gather in your grain and your new wine and your oil. God also said in Psalm chapter 65, verse 10, You water its furrows abundantly. You settle its riches. You soften it with showers. You bless its growth. As you listen to this message and learn that God created all things in nature, has them operated in ways He said, and sends down in rain to benefit the nature, animals, and human beings. Does anyone think of natural disasters such as typhoons or tsunamis? Originally, when God created this earth, all things in nature operated in its justice. According to the natural order set by God, rain or snow fell in appropriate amounts and frequency. However, as people began to destroy nature in pursuit of their benefits, the order of the nature was gradually disrupted. As mankind developed civilization, they severely polluted the natural environment, destroying the laws of nature. Natural disasters such as heavy rain, blizzard, drought, and flood have occurred. It has changed the movements of wind and clouds, rainfalls, and temperatures. But even all these things happen within the boundaries God set. They never happen going beyond the lines God drew. But as people destroy nature, they suffer. They bring the suffering upon themselves. They destroy nature. But until the So they never do so because God set the boundaries and limits within which human beings can survive. God established the order of nature and has controlled all things on our account. But Job asserted that God arbitrarily set things for the sake of his benefit and controlled everything as he pleased. In saying so, Job again depicted God as an evil one and made himself a righteous person. As he thought that he was suffering unfairly according to God's predestination, Job continually uttered extreme remarks. Improve themselves. You know, Job was depicting as a bad one because Job had wisdom. He was a in chapter 28, at the end of the chapter 28, Job revealed his intent, and he couldn't understand his. There are people who. There are people who are alienating people, who talk of evil behind someone's back. With Job's, we have to also examine ourselves. They have to examine themselves, look back on themselves this way. He went on to say, then he saw it and declared it. He established it and also searched it out. And to men he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. This statement of Job is the truth. Regardless of Job's intent behind the statement, we are to realize the truth and learn the ways to gaining wisdom and understanding. Job stated that the fear of the Lord is wisdom because God Himself is the beginning of wisdom. If we fear God, God inspires us and guides our steps. We find in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. And in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. If we fear God, we obey His words, we cast off what God tells us to cast off, keep what He tells us to keep, do what He tells us to do, and don't do what He prohibits us from doing. If we live so, this is fearing God. This is loving God. We shouldn't just say or praise that, oh God, I love you with tears. It's about living according to His word. Because we love Him, we live according to His words. This is love. If we live so, we can depart from evil and our soul prospers. All things go with us and we enjoy good health. Our fathers of faith like Abraham, Moses, David, Joseph, and Daniel, etc., feared and obeyed God. By doing so, they could see His glory. The kind of obedience that God wants from us is not doing what we can do. True obedience is doing what we cannot do or doing things with the eyes of faith, even when they seem impossible from a realist point of view. Since Abraham feared God, he obeyed God's command of offering his son Isaac, who was the seed of promise, as a burnt offering. He experienced Jehovah Jireh and was blessed to become the father of faith. God appointed. It's not. God. Because Abraham passed the test, Abraham was blessed according to what was decided. So we have to also pass the tests and tribulations, trials with faith. But some people don't want to go through trials, but they just want to be exalted, to be recognized and become the leaders. It's not that way. You have to understand God's predestination by full knowledge. If you understand that way, if you understand it well, you can be acknowledged, recognized in the world. So we have to understand this. When Moses obeyed the word of God and stretched out his arms towards the sea with the staff in his hand, the Red Sea was split, which was totally incomprehensible by man's knowledge and theories. But on account of Moses' faith and obedience, God split the Red Sea and let the Israelites walk through it on dry land. So, the Red Sea being split, it was done by God, but it was done by Moses' faith. We can say that because God inspired Moses' heart. God inspired Moses to stretch your heart towards the sea. And if so, I will work. But if Moses had involved fleshly thoughts and disobeyed, what would happen? What would such a result must have not come out? They couldn't have seen the work of God. So it's up to us to obey or not. So bringing down blessings is up to us. Before the Red Sea, if Moses had involved in insist on man's thoughts and theories, he couldn't have never obeyed God and seen the work of God. But being a man of wisdom and understanding indeed, the prophet feared God and obeyed as he was told. Right according to his faith, he could see such an astonishing miracle. The city of Jericho, which was like the gateway to the land of Canaan, was tightly shut up. No one went out or came in. The city walls were thick enough for carriers to run on their top. But the Israelites obeyed God's command, march around the city and give a shout. According to man's way of thinking, this must have sounded stupid and foolish. But Joshua and the Israelites obeyed with faith in God, and it was truly wise of them to do so. The same way we are to obey when it seems totally impossible to obey. This is perfect faith and a proof of our fearing God indeed. In doing so, we can see the work of God, which is the verse also tells us that departing from evil is understanding. If we depart from evil, we become men of understanding who know well how things go because we gain good wisdom and ideas. The reason is the Holy Spirit who searches even the depth of God inspires our heart according to God's will and gives us guidance. Therefore, people with spiritual understanding can clearly see the way to heaven and a way to receiving blessings and answers within the Word. For example, since Joseph had understanding, he got the know-how to store crops in preparation for the seven-year famine and distribute them step by step. Also, as he reunited with his brothers and had them repent, he reminded them of their sins and enlightened them on the importance of brotherhood. In doing so, he gradually led them to true repentance. As we can see, with understanding, we are able to see the way of achieving a goal or a purpose. Once you have understanding, whatever task we do, we can clearly know its purpose and meaning, the best way to deal with it, and how the task will affect us. Accordingly, we can choose the best way accordingly and carry it out. The reason is, with inspirations from God, who is the beginning of wisdom and understanding, we can obtain true knowledge and receive His guidance. Brothers and sisters, we have free will given by God who arranges things in advance by His free foreknowledge. As we live our life, what kind of way we choose and in what direction we are headed with our own free will truly matter. The reason is, once we've chosen our way of direction, it's not easy to change it. Even our family members or friends who always stay by our side, depending on whether they walk the narrow way or following Jesus Christ or choose the wide path of the world, they will have everlasting life or face eternal punishment. Jeremiah chapter 21 verse 8 reads, "Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death." The way we choose will lead us to one of the two completely different destinations, everlasting life and eternal punishment. Realizing this, we should always make wise choices. Through the Bible, our God of love presents us with the ways to make wise choices. He notifies us of what good and evil are, how we are to discern between the two, how to gain eternal life, how to receive glory and rewards in heaven, how to enjoy good health without diseases, how to receive financial blessings, etc. He teaches us in detail the best ways we can choose. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will always choose the truth whenever you are to make choices, big or small. May you enjoy the most blessed life in everlasting heaven as well as on this earth.
Hallelujah, our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases, heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pain go away, including backache, headache, and neuralgia. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerate. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to your glory, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.